Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey there, you're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today, if you are listening on release day, it is Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas to you. It's more likely you are listening a little after Christmas, so holiday wishes whenever and however they land. Today is also episode 346, my 10 favorite discoveries of 2023. Yearly recaps are the most fun, aren't they? I love seeing people's reading lists and favorite things and all of the end of year reflections that happen. I hope that you are taking some time to make some kind of list of your own. Today, though, we are going to look through a very specific lens, and I'm just going to share my favorite discoveries of the year, things I did not know about or use or love before 2023. It's a random list, but a lot of fun. So let's jump in. The first and most favorite discovery of 2023, we're starting with a bang, for me is Stephen King. Hear me out before you skip ahead because you are a self-proclaimed scaredy cat. I had never read Stephen King before, and I, like many people, had a particular idea of what his books would be, namely that they were super scary, but also like just scary. You know, I did not expect there to be anything there for me that was deep or layered or thoughtful or funny. I thought he just like wrote straight horror, like just gross, bloody, scary horror. And I decided years and years ago that that just wasn't for me. Side note, those of you who get the latest lazy letter have already heard about how you can change your mind about stuff like that, or that maybe even something you thought about could be wrong. I actually really love horror and scary stuff, but because I told myself for years that I didn't, I lost out. This was the year I stopped losing out. But stepping away from the horror aspect, Stephen King does not just write horror. He writes everything, and he writes it magnificently well. I just had no idea what a genius he is, like how good of a writer he is, which is hilarious because he's Stephen King. He's so prolific. I just didn't know. I have people in my life who do know, like my sister Hannah. She loves Stephen King. Laura Tremaine, host of the podcast 10 Things to Tell You, is obsessed with Stephen King, even hosts a Stephen King summer book club for her Patreon community every year. And then my friend Andy Baxter, half of my favorite band, Penny and Sparrow, he is a horror evangelist and has been trying to get me to read Stephen King for months. Well, this year I took the plunge. I finally did it. And it was my favorite discovery of the year. So it didn't take me long to discover that I, like, not only do I love Stephen King, but he's also one of my top three authors ever. Like, he really is. It's him, Wendell Berry, and Neil Gaiman. If I could only read books by those three super eccentric gentlemen, I would be perfectly content. This year, I have spent almost 160 hours with Stephen King in only three books. Holy actual moly. So basically, I read like 12 decently sized novels in the space of three of his. The man knows how to weave a tale. This year, I listened to The Stand, 11/22/63, which is not scary at all, and It, which is kind of scary, all of which I reviewed in past newsletters as I do every month. On my shelf, I have Fairy Tale, Billy Summers, which is probably my next one, and a couple of others I can't remember right now. My sister really wants me to read Pet Sematary, which I'm going to do, but I'm probably going to hold off until next October because it just feels right to read that during a scary month. But all in all, I feel so grateful, like genuinely grateful to have discovered an author who I know I will enjoy for years and years and years. What a gift. My next favorite discovery of 2023 is the brand Naturium, which is a super affordable, high quality skincare brand sold at Target. Naturium is spelled N-A-T-U-R-I-U-M. IUM, Naturium. And I have tried and loved several of their products. We're talking super high quality, effective, for just a fraction of what you might pay for other premium skincare products. I use Naturium's BHA toner every day. It's my favorite toner I've ever used. I've used Paula's Choice. I've used one from Pharmacy. I've used one from Glow. And Naturium's is hands down my favorite. Like, I can feel it working with that skin tingle, but somehow it's still gentle. Like, I love it. And a 4-ounce bottle from Target of the BHA toner is $19. A 4-ounce bottle of Paula's Choice at Sephora is $35. It's a wild difference. And I like Naturium's better. I also use Naturium's retinaldehyde. I think that's where you put the emphasis. It's a serum, which is like a higher strength retinol product. When you start using retinol, listen, Jamie Golden is the person you need to talk to about this. But when you start using retinol, you do want to start kind of small, like on a lower strength, because it is a strong product and you want to build up. So I think I started out using something from Olay, maybe, you know, just like a drugstore brand, to ease into retinol. And then I used Peter Thomas Roth's Retinol Fusion Serum, which I really liked a lot, but then I needed something stronger. And I asked Jamie Golden, half of the show, The Popcast with Knox and Jamie, which is a podcast I love. And she is my personal skincare expert. She said I needed to up my strength, and she recommended Naturium to do it. The retinaldehyde was my first product of theirs, and I was just hooked. Again, for context, for price context. The retinaldehyde, I hope that I'm saying that right, from Naturium is $29 for 1.7 ounces, okay? $29, which lasts a super long time. And Peter Thomas Roth's product is 1 ounce for $65. So that's $29 for 1.7 ounces versus $65 for 1 ounce. And again, I like Naturium better. So I have used a couple of other of their products, and there are even more that I want to try. Basically, when certain products that I have from other brands run out, I'm going to try the same type of active ingredient in a Naturium product and see how it compares. In terms of price, it doesn't compare. It's so reasonably priced, and everything I've used has just been a hit. It's been such a great discovery. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. The thing about podcasting is that it's never just me and the mic. There are so many pieces and parts to making the show. And one of the parts is our website. An easy decision that I have made over and over again is choosing Squarespace as our platform for it. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Squarespace has been home to the Lazy Genius Collective since 2016. Earlier this year, we upgraded to Squarespace 7.1, a whole new version that offers Fluid Engine, a reimagined asset library, and gobs of professional website templates you can customize to fit your work best. I am beyond thrilled with our new and improved website, and I love how easy Squarespace makes it to keep our audience top of mind. If you want to build a new website, try out Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Springtime always energizes me, the extra sunshine, the warmer temperatures, but sometimes my social battery doesn't always keep up with the things I want to do. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain you. At least it has for me. With the help of my therapist, I have learned how to notice rhythms in my life and how to create space for the things I love that make me feel more like myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thelazygenius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thelazygenius. This episode is sponsored by Wayfair.
I love being home, especially now that my home reflects my style. No matter your style, Wayfair is your go-to destination for home decor. The Wayberhood exists in every zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love and makes it easy with fast and free shipping. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. To find your own happy place in the Wayberhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home. You can get a lot of products customized online, but when Pros says custom, they actually mean it. Your formula couldn't exist without you. Every bottle of Pros custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your goals, including diet, exercise, and stress levels. My Made for Kendra products take into account the average humidity and UV index in Greensboro. Wild. And because it's made for me, I've seen consistently softer, shinier, stronger hair every day. Pros is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering my listeners an exclusive trial offer so you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/lazygenius. That's PROSE.com/lazygenius for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. pros.com/lazygenius.
All right, my next favorite discovery of 2023 was realizing that I could mark texts on my iPhone as unread. Did y'all know you could do this? Now, you might already know that if you swipe left, you can mute or delete a text, right? But if you swipe right, it marks it unread. When I realized I could do this, it changed everything. Now, I still sometimes miss texts because I forget to mark them unread. But for the most part, I do remember. And then that way, texts don't get lost and I can still respond to them. Now, I assumed I was the last one to know about this. But then one weekend in 2023, I was hanging out with our internet beloveds and sisters, Emily P. Freeman and Michael Lynn Smith, aka The Nester. And neither of them knew about this. So I very much enjoyed watching their minds explode, much like mine did when I showed them you could do this. So it is a very simple but meaningful discovery of 2023. Next up, this is one of my favorites too. I discovered the world of vintage accounts on Instagram and the magic of the Friday flat lay. So a friend of mine who lives in Greensboro, Sabrina Pursley, has a business called Letty and Rowe, where she makes like super cute jewelry. I think she was maybe in a Lazy Genius gift guide a couple of years ago. Anyway, she and a friend of hers started a business called Every So Often, which is such a cute name, where they post a beautiful flat lay of all kinds of cute vintage finds that are available for sale. Everything is labeled with a letter and described in the caption. And then basically the first person to say sold for whatever letter, you know, sold J in the comments gets that item. Well, then I was flipping through their stories when I first started following them, where they highlighted other businesses that did this. This is like a whole thing, you guys. There are so many accounts that do this, and I have been obsessed with every single one, every single one. There are some incredible, incredible curators out there. I have purchased brass butterflies, this super weird trinket tray that's shaped like a swan, an old red lantern that I used to decorate for Christmas, 3 different vintage paintings that I have added to my home that offer just like the most beautiful like richness and humanness. I'm just obsessed. I'm so obsessed. I'm pretty sure that Every So Often is only for local Greensboro pickup. But if you're local, go follow them at every.so.often.gso. Okay. Actually, if you're interested in this world at all, I would actually follow them anyway because they share other accounts, Friday flat lays, all the time and highlight other businesses doing this. That's how I found every single other account, actually, is through Every So Often. My favorite account that I've ordered several things from already is Ella's Attic Vintage. Ella is excellent at finding treasures. Excellent. And I've just loved everything I've bought from her that I've added to my home. Like, this has been the most fun discovery of 2023 is this world of vintage finds on Instagram. Just the best kind of sparkle. Okay, the next favorite discovery of 2023 is Gia Margaret. Gia Margaret is a pianist whose music, particularly the album Romantic Piano, it is just transcendent. Like, somehow she is ethereal and easy and like kind of lo-fi, but epic and romantic at the same time. If you like my playlists, if you like breezy instrumental, if you like my general music vibes, you will become just as obsessed with Gia Margaret as I am. Mostly because it's just like beautiful with a touch of weird, you know? I love her. Okay, next up, I just said it, is lo-fi music. I don't know that I'd ever named or actively pursued listening to lo-fi music, but really it's something I've loved for a long time. The discovery, though, is that now I know the name of what I like, and I have been searching for other people's playlists of different kinds of lo-fi music all the time. In fact, it is Christmas Day today, when you're listening, probably not, but who knows. If you still want like a holiday vibe, search holiday lo-fi on Spotify, like L-O-F-I, and you will have the most specific kind of background music fun. Lo-fi stands for low fidelity, which is basically like a way of saying a lower quality or stripped back version of the recording. It sounds like vinyl almost. It's crinkly and imperfect. And most of the genre influences are jazz and blues and a little bit of hip hop. It's just the best vibe. And now I discovered I have a name for the vibe I love, which means I can look for it more, which is so fun. Okay, four discoveries left. Next up is like so embarrassingly obvious and not new to any of you, but this was the year I finally got a book light. You guys, I did not know what I was missing. I mean, every reader on the planet has a book light. It's like the most obvious reading accessory there is, but somehow I had never gotten one until this calendar year. I'm so late to the game, but I'm here with bells on. I almost want to wait to read until it's dark just so I can use my book light. I have the glowcuscent instead of fluorescent glowcuscent. That seems weird. Whatever. The Willow book light. I got it on Amazon. It's fantastic. I'm not sure that it's like the world's, you know, best book light in the world or anything. But I do like that it's got a strong clip that clips to your book. It's super lightweight. It has three different coolness settings for your light, depending on, you know, where you are and what coloring you want. It's so easy to use. I love it. I love using it. I know book lights are traditionally for when you're reading somewhere where you don't want your light to disturb someone else who is sleeping. But honestly, I use my book light to help me with my own sleep. When I'm reading in bed and I feel myself fading, it's actually easier and less disturbing to my body to just click off the book light and put the book down rather than like turning off my lamp and then doing all the things. Basically, like what I'm doing, it keeps me closer to sleep when it's time. So what I'll do now that I have my book light, is I will set everything up before I start reading. I'll set my alarm. I'll turn on my white noise. I'll take my gummy and I will turn off the bedside lamp. Then all I have to do is just turn off my book light when I'm reading and I'm ready to go to sleep. That's all I have to do is turn it off and put it down. It's like so great. And I'm really glad I finally discovered this thing that you guys have been using for years and years, you know? Okay, next up is a weird one. It's pickled red cabbage. Now, you might have already seen me talk about pickled red cabbage in random places already, because like when I talk about it, when I talk about easy lunches, I love this stuff, man. I do not currently have any made in my house, and it makes me quite sad. I use it on rice bowls of all kinds. It is great on tacos. My favorite easy way to use it is in a barbecue chicken wrap. I air fry a few of the Just Bare breaded chicken chunks that I get from Costco. I toss those with like just regular old barbecue sauce. And then I put the chicken and a bunch of pickled red cabbage inside of a warmed tortilla, flour tortilla, smeared with like a little bit, not smeared where there's so much, but just like a little bit of mayonnaise and some wasabi. Horseradish would do the same thing, but we're a wasabi household through and through. Regardless, I never knew how much pickled red cabbage would matter to me in 2023, but here we are, a favorite discovery for sure. All right, two more. One is a pair of jeans. I, like many people, struggle to find jeans that I love. So when I do, I latch on. I am a big fan of the high-rise skinny from Madewell. I've been wearing those for a long time. I have a slouchy straight leg jean from EverEve that I really love, but they don't seem to sell it anymore. But sometimes it was too slouchy. That jean was too casual. And then a skinny jean, it doesn't always give the proportion and balance that I want, depending on whatever, you know, shirt I'm wearing. So one day I just did the thing. I went to Madewell and I tried on literally every style of denim they had. It was a commitment. It was a commitment. It was a commitment of the woman working there too. But it was worth it because I discovered my favorite jean, which is the Madewell Kickout Crop Jean. It's a mid-rise, which is great for me because I'm actually short-waisted. So high-rise is like so aggressively high. And they also come in petite, which is also great for me because I'm short. And it has the perfect amount of flare. It's like very, you know, three little bears. It's just right. I have it in two washes now and I wear them literally all the time. So while this particular style of jean might not work for you, that's not the point. I would just encourage you to do the thing. Go to a store that sells different kinds of jeans and try on all kinds of styles. See what works. Notice the types you like. Notice the rise that you like. Notice all those things and make it easy for yourself later so that you'll know what kind of jean to go for. I found my jean, you guys. And then my final favorite discovery of 2023, which is not meaningful or poignant in any way to end with, but it is Tarte makeup. Tarte is spelled T-A-R-T-E. You might remember my mentioning a Tarte blush. That is my perfect blush. I did the same thing with the Madewell jeans where I'm just like, I'm not giving up. I'm going to find my jean. I'm going to find my blush. And I did. It's the Tarte Amazonian Clay 12-Hour Blush. I have since gotten it in two other colors that are equally amazing in the same formula, as well as a couple of Tarte eyeshadow palettes. I have discovered that Tarte is a go-to makeup brand for me, just like the actual color pigmentation shadow blush stuff. The colors are great. The formulas stay put. They have really good coverage, and the price is really reasonable. In fact, Tarte will do bundle sets, which drops the cost like significantly. There is an All-Stars Amazonian Clay Collector Set. It has three eyeshadow palettes, all of which I use, and a blush, highlighter, and bronzer palette that is fantastic. My favorite forever blush, like I said, is the Tarte Amazonian Clay 12-Hour Blush. It's $30 full-sized, and it lasts forever. Like, I've been using it for months, and it doesn't even look like it's going anywhere, you know? My color, my go-to color is Captivating, but I also have Seduce, which is a darker rosy nude color that I actually like. It's almost about to take over Captivating. Like, that's how much I love it right now, especially in the winter. Sometimes I'll use it as a bronzer, but it's actually like really great as a blush. It's so good. And then I also have Partay with three A's. That's what it's called. It's just a slightly pinker version of Captivated when I want just a little bit more color. Captivating, not Captivated, called Captivating. And so that's just like a little bit pinker. But all that to say, I've tried multiple Tarte Amazonian clay products this year. And I can safely say that I will never go back. Like, Tarte makeup is one of my favorite discoveries of 2023 because I use it every single day. And I'm just not going back. Like, the search, call off the search. I found it. I'm so happy. Okay, there you have it. Those are my 10 favorite discoveries of 2023. Stephen King, Naturium brand skincare, unread texts, vintage shopping on Instagram, Gia Margaret, lo-fi music, a book light, pickled red cabbage, kick-out crop jeans from Madewell, and Tarte Amazonian clay makeup. That is a solid list, and every single one of those things makes me very, very happy. Now, if you would like more roundups from me, there are a couple of specifics that are going out soon. First is an email that will go out on Sunday, December 31st. And it is a roundup of all the things that saved my life in 2023. I do What's Saving My Life episodes every couple of months. And this email will be part recap, part reflection on the things that saved my life all year. I'm also including a link to a new playlist in that, by the way. Ooh, ooh, ooh. If you already get the latest Lazy Letter, you'll automatically get the What's Saving My Life email. Okay. But if you don't get the newsletter, but you want to get the What's Saving My Life email, head to thelazygeniuscollective.com/WSML2023. That's WSML for What's Saving My Life. I'd love for you to get that on Sunday. Then in 2 weeks, on Wednesday, January 10th, the latest Lazy Letter will go out. We usually send it out on the first Wednesday of the month, but since Team LG is on holiday break, we're going to push the newsletter a week to let everybody not work during our holiday break. Now, in that newsletter, I will for sure have my final top 10 favorite books of the year. It's also my birthday week, the week between Christmas and New Year's. I'm doing something kind of cool and special to celebrate my birthday that I will likely share in that January 10th newsletter. So if you would like to get that, you can sign up at thelazygeniuscollective.com/join. And if you want both emails, if you're new here and you're like, I want both, I don't get either, you can just sign up for the newsletter at thelazygeniuscollective.com/join and you'll get both. Just do it before December 31st so you don't miss the What's Saving My Life email, right? Because that's when that's going out. Okay, before we go, let's celebrate the Lazy Genius of the Week. This week, it is Karen Zolbanski, who has the best idea for taking down holiday decor. Karen writes this. Hi, I wanted to share an answer to the magic question that paid off for me the last few years. How can I make taking Christmas decorations down and resetting the house less dreary and depressing? I put together a big gift bag to open when I've put the Christmas stuff away. It's silver and winter sparkly and has all kinds of fun stuff in it that I will look forward to using in the winter. Stuff that's in there now, books I had on hold at the library and saved to read later, January issues of magazines I subscribe to, new Bath and Body stuff, a plush blanket I got as an early Christmas gift, special winter decorations, etc. I can't wait to open it. How brilliant is this? I am so glad to share this right now, because if this sounds like a fun idea for you, you still have some time to put together your little winter gift bag to give yourself once all the Christmas and holiday specific stuff has been packed away. This is so fun. I love this idea, Karen. So thank you for sharing and congratulations on being the Lazy Genius of the Week. All right, y'all, that's it for today. Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra. I'll see you next week.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.